Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Am I tripping? Is everything stopped? Am I tripping?
No, everything stopped.
Welcome to Monstrous Motherfucking Radio. Whether we like it or not, we ready. The show is like take over your damn self. You dig? welcome to the show. It's Tuesday night. You know what that means? You can call in, take over Monstrous Radio, the only place, I think, in the world right now, Miss Unbelievable, that people can call in and take over the radio. Say what you want to say, request the music you want, talk about what you want to talk about, and do pretty much whatever in the hell you want to do, unedited. Ain't nowhere in the world they can do that right now, I don't think. Right now? Okay. So, how you feeling on this Takeover Tuesday? You ready to take over the world there, Pinky?
Man, Brain, I'm ready to do this. I'm feeling amazing. I got a glow, y'all. Glow up. I'm glowing up. And absolutely, there's no place in the world where they can take over the show. That's what they can do today, right now. Absolutely. Right now. I'm just saying.
Right. So, all right, let's see. You got some music for y'all. It's not where it's supposed to be. But well, we still gonna make it do what it do. We got what? Who's bumping? Who's getting fat tonight? We got that going on tonight.
Absolutely. What? Yes. We got some white folks clowning. White folks clowning. Yes, we do.
You're such a fool with it. I'm just saying. Let's go ahead and get into it. Takeover Tuesday. See, what I wanted to play with this Lil Duval. You dig? He got a nice little track called Pull Up right now going out, going around. But you ever, like, let somebody use your computer and you be like, what the fuck did I let them use my computer for? Now my shit don't motherfucking work. You dig? That's what just happened today. You dig? I'm going to tell y'all about it coming up in just a little bit. So let's see. I still got some Lil Duval for y'all. Matter of fact, let's go with his hottest track. I like this track right here. Matter of fact, a lot of the artists out there say that they really, really respect. If you don't know, Lil Duval is a comedian. But he made this song right here really, really big. And a lot of the artists are like, they respect him for it because he was like, this song is going to blow up whether people like it or not. So he forced it down y'all's throat. This is called Smile. Lil Duval, Snoop Dogg, and Ball Jeezy. Yeah, take home
all right.
To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? Come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck.
there. And show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex bitch, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a bitch thing, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow,
I'm living my best life.
My bitch. To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
Yeah.
Coming to you live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm DJ E Monster. She's Miss Unbelievable, and she absolutely got some hot shit for y'all tonight. So we got our weather report ready.
I told you, Miss Unbelievable is absolutely always ready. I'm just saying.
Then let's go.
But here it go. Minneapolis is 36 with light rain. London night skies is 42. Paris night skies is 43. Atlanta is 69. Phoenix is 57. San Juan is sitting at 77. New York is 41. Dallas is 65 with some drizzle. And Los Angeles is 58. There you got Monsters Radio weather report.
There it is for you. There it is. So let's see. What do we got in our Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat series for tonight? I mean, who we gonna clown just a little bit? You know, just give them a little taste of what we're working with.
Okay, we got some update on suggesting. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. We got some R. Kelly. And like I said, we got this white folks stuff going on, I'm telling you. And then we got some Conor McGregor. So I can't wait. Yes, there we have it. Those four things. But I'm telling you, it's like, what? For real? Yup. Mm-hmm. White folks foolishness.
Okay. Alright. So we're going to see what's going on. We're going to see what's popping. Let's see. What did we talk about? Last night I talked about attitudes. See, tonight, yeah. Don't you hate it when somebody asks you to use your computer? Then when they leave your computer all fucked up. I'm just saying, man, my little sister was just over here. She's like, I want to show you some stuff with the business and do-do-do-do-do-do. Man, she done tore up the whole goddamn studio computer. You didn't have everything all locked up. She don't try to download 900 different things. She don't open up 500 windows. I got an Apple. She opened up a PC, fucking programs. I mean, just shut my shit down. You dig? That's why I hate when people come over talking about, can I log into your computer from my Gmail? Hell to the motherfucker now. Hell to now. I mean, you ever experienced this bullshit I'm talking about?
No, because I'm selfish and you can't touch my shit. I'm just... That would be enough. You don't bring your own. I can't help you.
I guess I should have known better. And that's on baby. This right here is OG Grip from the Twin Cities. Him, Cookie Monroe, and Minnesota Fat. Check us out, y'all. Take Over Tuesday, 424-243-9649.
Let's get it. Let's go. We live, y'all. And I put that on bed.
Like it or not, you gon' catch it to the top. And I put that on, baby. And I put that on, baby. And I put that on, baby. stole my life. I could tell that they never paid dues. Lucky lefty, but a nigga all right. Y'all niggas can't win, cause a nigga won't lose. Hell yeah, I've been in this mall all damn day, trying to find me something that'll match these shoes. Them Versace's look real damn nice. That's 1200 on them shoes. You know I got that bang on me. I'm the first killer that I trust. Whole squad in here just lurking, wishing that somebody run up. Everybody wanna be a hitter, but these new ass hitters ain't got no aim. So this baby's getting popped, grandmother's getting killed. Yeah, the shit done changed. You niggas ain't squad. Fuckers ain't plugged with the mob. Don't get co-signed by OG. Know y'all ain't on your job. Too concerned with the next man pocket. Can't focus on getting your cash. So you thinking that that nigga's a target. But he thinking about killing your ass. Big homie don't play game. Rich nigga, he been had change. Been took that, chopped that, flipped that, caught that case. Didn't sense no change. On me, I ain't take no plug. Run off, I just get my own. Won't see me in no club. Less his ass in titties and they about to get shown. On me.
My face for the PL, that check don't clear. Fuck you, pay me what I've been on lately. And I put that on pay. Always keep a block and I love her like a love. And I put that on pay. Like it or not, you gon' catch it to the top. And I put that on pay. And I put that on pay.
Get your ass rolled in the mud. Me and my team make it flood. On the G, on Crip, on blood. Get superhero love in the hood. But still keep a chop in my slug. Play worldwide with the script. And I ain't no slouch in the kitchen. If I say I'ma hit him, I'ma hit him. Point blank, bitch, you don't miss him. Hit him, it's but no miss. Slow hit on night, no kick. My neck, my wrist, they click. You keep asking questions, you fish. Bitch with a stick, smelling like a pound, but I'm looking like a brick. Whole hood cheering cause a nigga got a hit. Price went up to been paying for the dick.
I'm bad,
you see, and I won't stop scoring. It beat me, jumped out my floor. These hundred grams ain't never been worn. With some thick like she hopped out of floor.
I'm bad,
my shooters got shooters. Oh, shooters. Real block barracudas. They ain't watching my computers. Nigga, where the Dutch proof? All my shooters got shooters. Real block barracudas. They ain't watching my computer. Nigga, where the Dutch
Yeah, OG Grip from the Twin Cities, him and Cookie Monroe and Minnesota Fats. Can't say we don't get it in. I put that on bay. So up next, another Minnesota hitter. Check him out. This is DB the Rasta. This is him and Lil Boosie. It's called Did That. Yeah, it's the remix. Hit us up. We're going to open the line right after this. If you don't know the number, you better ask somebody. Yeah.
You know where a nigga about to spend that. Diamonds of Atlanta, I did that. Compound Saturdays, I did that. Quarter 50 bottles at the mansion with my AMG niggas. Motherfucker, we did that. Buying out Linux, I did that. Mega City Mondays, I did that. Me and Big Bro Swan got a handful of ones. Next to Rocko in the club, we did that. Fuck two bitches at one time, I did that. Get here while I drive, I did that. She asked me why I never wanna fuck no more. When I tell her, cause I already did that. Beat a couple cases, I did that. 10 bands on a lawyer, I did that. If your chain gets snatched somewhere in the Midwest, call me, I could probably get your shit back. Hermes belts, I did that. Cuban link chain, I ain't did that. Rather had a moon cut, charm princess cut. Cause too many of these rappers out here doing that. PVS diamonds, I did that. First class flights, I did that. Being broke is not an option, you ain't even gotta ask. Who started that movement? I did that. You name it, I did. If you want it, I got it. If I got it, you know that it's good. I've been there and done that. Had this shit before rap, I swear to God, that's on my hood.
These haters, they hate me, no ifs, ands, or maybes. I'm checking the bag like I should. With no muscles, I flex, I'm thumbing through a check. No matter what I spin, I'm good. Whoa! S550, I did that. Audi AL, I did that. Old school Cuddy sitting on 26 white, red, candy paint, I did that. V's live out of Houston, I did that. KLG's in Miami, I did that. Just made a jug for a 45 band, so you know where a nigga about to spend that. Gucci store, Louis store, Fendi. Giuseppe, Chanel, Ferragamo. My waistline is foreign, my shoes is imported. My bitch look like a foreign model. Supper club in LA, I did that. Trevor Room Sundays, I did that. Walked up in Johnny's to give 30,000, like make me get chain, I did that.
Got rich, touchdown, I did that. A-Town compound, I did that. I'm boosted badass, I'm a ratchet ass, niggas all a badass, triples, I hit that. Real music, I got that. Stop that. Since I came home, they holla pop back. Everything I drive, I can drop that. Ripping my side, bitch, I'm bout that. In Minnesota, I got the soldiers, I got the streets, how to get it, nigga. Go actually, nigga, they gon' tell you. Ain't nothing fucking with boosted boo. I done did it, acquitted, not guilty. But they say I did that. Bitch, you need to mind your business. Come on, nigga, kill red, yeah. We ball on y'all since Jamaica. I did it, I'm straight from the hood. I made it to C25. Well, I lived a long life. Heartfelt music, I did that. God bless me, that's just kickback. Nigga, run up, he gon' get that. Bop, that's the issue, I did that. Pussy
ass, nigga, I did that. Audi AL, I did that. Old school Cuddy sitting on 26 white, red, candy paint, I did that. V's live out of Houston, I did that. KLG's in Miami, I did that. Just made a jug for a 45 band, so you know where a nigga about to spend that. Gucci store, Louis store, Fendi. Giuseppe, Chanel, Ferragamo. My waistline is foreign, my shoes is imported. My bitch look like a foreign model. Supper club in LA, I did that. Trevor Room Sundays, I did that. Walked up in Johnny's to give 30,000, like make me get chain, I did that.
You are now in the Polar Vortex from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Another one from the Twin Cities. This is Lil Chief on the track. This is called Out the Gate. You know how we do it. Blizzard Advisory player. Sorry, we open the lines after this.
Straight out the gate, I'm coming. 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 It's LCO, nah, that's the old flow. I'm at your head, something like a GoPro. In case you don't know, more beats than Fogo. You in love with Coco, well I got you, bro. Thumb finger, that's the ones that know so. Middle finger, that's for the popos. I don't shoot craps, cause that's too narrow. Only shoot high dive for them dinero. Who the Southside bitch doing Southside shit? We getting money, you know how the Southside is. I'm getting head, ducking fears, looking around. You didn't hear me then, but you look at me now. Back in the day, 900 a pound. I got you same prices, a couple more down. Need a couple more, let me pull out my cash. Do the mathematics and break that shit down. Whole time, I've been peeping the scenery, flipping these packs and counting my greenery. If you need a bag, I'm where you need to be. Red the money lamp and up here's the G. Huh, what you tryna say? Nigga, who you with? And what you tryna pay? You claim to be a real nigga, but you kinda fake. And I heard you wanna die bad, but you kinda late. Pause. Hold on for a minute, I be switching out of cars like these motherfuckers winning. You between me and you, so don't bring your asses in it. Can't look me in my eye, cause my fucking glasses tinted. God damn it, nigga. The way I spit, they should ban a nigga. Yeah, my last gun, god damn, my nigga. But I don't give a fuck, I got hands, my nigga. I'm a 90s baby, but Lacey raised me not to be lazy and to get this gravy. Stay strapped like Navy, beats move like babies and to move like crazy and effect like rabies. Rule of the streets, shoulda be shot. Rule of the streets, never get caught. Rule of the streets, never love a thought. Cause if she fucks the ops, you'll be in the box. You can't believe it or not. She get the keys to the spot, you'll be steaming the hot. You know she's steaming the plot. Just to give it to another nigga, you got the camera. But I get the picture. Oh, you thought she was really fucking with you? It goes for you and a bunch of niggas. So why another
nigga straight loving your children. I'm back to the money like government builders. I'm banging my music and fucking they daughter. All these blue hundreds like bottles of water. Hard as a rock, it couldn't be harder. Rap so well, you can call me Chief Carter. Pop the few Zans, get to sleep harder. Head so good, a bitch couldn't be smarter. So much weed around, you can call me D-Garter. Y'all niggas can't see me like seawater. On probation, I'm still smoking. I know that your bitch, but I'm still soaking. Fucking yesterday and she still soaking. You a blood, but be in the field loafing. Go cross town and you still focus. I can see both sides like you build open. You a snitch, if the deal open. I got my blood in water and it's still popping.
Straight out the gate, I'm coming. 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 Straight out the gate, I'm coming.
On a takeover Tuesday, straight out the gate, we coming. 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 to go live, though. Don't forget you can find more about us and our other links, because all our shows are available 24/7, 365 at monsterusradio.com. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, I know we're about to do this. Who's bumping who in the next couple moments?
Okay, we got some breaking news. We got some breaking news. The Cardinal George Pell, he's a priest, was sentenced to 6 years in prison for child abuse. The first priest sentenced to jail.
Wow.
He got 6 years. Not a lot, but the first priest to be sentenced to jail. Breaking news, the first white man who touched little kids has been sentenced to 6 years. First white man in the Catholic Church.
Wow.
Okay, but we bought the clown Jesse, R. Kelly, these white folks, and Conor McGregor.
Okay. What we got?
Okay, so I don't know if y'all know that Jesse has been hit with 67 counts, which he could end up serving 51 years in jail. The Chicago's precinct is under investigation because of all the leaking, his phone calls to the police, all that, under investigation. Mm-hmm. But today, the two brothers, right, that said that the $3,500 that was paid to them was ransom check, you know, for the job that they do. It was for the payoff. Now that they come back and say they're sorry, they have confirmed that the $3,500 check that Jesse wrote to them was indeed for training and nutrition. That is what he said from day one, that he hired them for training and nutrition. So now they're coming back saying that this is a fact. The bros are leading a lie. And once again, it's turned upside down to who is actually telling the truth.
Right. Yeah, like I said, this one right here is going to get to be so finicky because, I mean, it sounds like an episode right out of Empire by itself, some type of TV.
Mm-hmm.
They know, you know what? It don't even sound like, it sounds like some daytime TV shit. You know what I'm talking about? All my children, General Hospital type shit. That's what this sounds like. You dig? That's what this right here sounds like. And, I mean, like I said in the beginning, I mean, a lot of the shit, I mean, I'm not saying whether who's right or who's wrong, but just, you know, some things that go red flag in your face. Like an example, like, I mean, how many times have people been brought up on charges, broken somebody's house and be like, no, they gave me the key. No, I was supposed to be there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Then the police go after the person whose house that got broken into. It is like, that was some silly shit to me. Like, I mean, of course, the person who got caught for doing whatever, they're going to say whatever the fuck they can say to get their ass off.
They don't, like, I mean, I hate to use this as a reference, but, like, you ask a rapist, they're going to be, no, she said, yeah. She said, yeah. When she was saying no, it was in, she was like, no, take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those type of things. So this case was finicky from the get-go. Daytime television from the get-go.
But I'm telling you, they're going to go back to the white eyewitness testimony. And they're going to win off of that white person's eyewitness testimony. Because now these niggas is lying. I'm just saying. All of them.
Mm.
So they're going to go back to the white lady and say, what did you see? Because we believe you. Everyone else we're having some issues with. Because she was the one who said that she did see someone standing by the apartment door who looked suspicious and looked like they could have attacked Jesse. She stands by her story. And it is what it is. And everyone from the hospital down to Chicago PD are under investigation by the FBI because they want to know how is all this information being leaked and how can they use it in a court of law and how can they use it to get a fair trial. They cannot. Because it's all what? Tampered evidence.
Right, right. See, I'm going to say right now, see, all this shit can be avoided, could have been avoided, but So I blame, I don't know who to blame. Y'all tell me who to blame, but I bet you this is what happened. Please excuse my French, but that lady, please excuse my French because it all comes into play. But that little white lady, she probably wanted to call the police when she seen these two little suspicious motherfuckers or two swole suspicious motherfuckers standing there. It didn't look like they was on to something, but she seen online what happened to Barbecue Becky or the hallway Heifer Helen. I'm just saying, she probably wanted to call me like, nah, I'm not going to get in that bullshit. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. She probably wanted to call, but was nervous as fuck. But we don't know. We don't know. Like I said, this shit is finicky daytime drama. But we gonna keep watching. If nothing else, I'll tell you that much. We gonna keep watching.
Absolutely.
We
gonna keep watching. Because
okay.
It's gonna have more layers and all kind of stuff. But R. Kelly.
Oh shit.
Now I don't know if our people, the Monstars, saw R. Kelly with Gayle King. But R. Kelly says, my spirit told me to talk to Gayle King, not anybody else. His spirit, y'all, told him to talk to Gayle King. And y'all know that when he was talking to Gayle King, his bizarre behavior, his outbursts, him crying. But he felt if he sat down with Gayle King, he was going to be in constant touch with his spirit. And he tends to listen to his spirit, and it will move more people to know he talked to Gayle because his spirit told him to do it. And he had to break his silence because they was getting on Gayle. He didn't want his fans to get on her because he said his spirit talked to him and said, I need to talk to Gayle. Out of everybody, it's Gayle. She's the one. He did his first interview to CBS. It was his first public comment since his arrest of the 10 counts and his child support. And we all know he started crying and, you know, started talking about how there's people really missing, girls really missing. And he trying to have a relationship with his kids and he gives no fucks of how the public is portraying him. They're trying to ruin him after 30 years. After 30 years, they trying to ruin him. He said he didn't do it, but his spirits told him to trust Gail.
Well, I'll tell you this. I didn't see the interview itself. I have seen, like, little clip pieces. I seen a piece where he got all irate, stood up, and got to yelling all about, I don't know what all that stuff was about. Like I said, again, I didn't see it. The only main thing I've really seen was the clip that they tried to turn into a song on the Poor Kells. Poor everybody in this situation. But did you see the video clip? They tried to make a song where I guess she asked him, or he had made a statement where he said, there are some men that like young girls, and there's some young girls that like older men. And then Gail asked him, well, are you a man, older man, that likes younger girls? And he said, I'm a man that likes all girls. You dig? And they made like a mm-hmm. little music clip. I'm man that, you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. But one of the things, Kale's got to just, I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't even know what type of advice to give him, but I tell you one thing. If you're an artist and you're going through some shit, don't take your ass on these damn interviews, on these ABCs, NBCs, and all that shit, because it never really, really goes the way you think it do. It never really, I mean, look at Michael Jackson. Look how that shit turned to him. A lot of times in interviews, they trying to destroy the person that they interviewing. Let's keep it 100. That's what they trying to do. They trying to destroy the person that they interviewing. The interviewee, I don't know if they blind to it, if they think they slick enough, you dig, or what. But, I mean, unless your ass is somebody like Louis Farrakhan or something like that, don't go in no hostile situation because you might not be able to come out of that, you know, prevailing. You know what I mean? That's the only guy I know that has the intelligence to go into a hostile situation and come out and make a good life
that he was
on himself.
In his spirits when he went mm-hmm. on there. You can tell that he was, it seemed like he wasn't trying to make his situation better. He was just trying to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever his publicist is, yeah,
right.
Whoever his publicist is, should have had him remain quiet and not say anything because
And let them girls
intellectually,
go.
He cannot say what he needs to say that'll make him sound innocent. Does that make sense? Intellectually, everything he says makes him sound illiterate to the questions being asked. So it's almost like I'm asking you a question I'm trying you answering it, but it ain't the right answer. Like you're like, what? No.
Exactly. Like what he said was true when he said there are older men that like younger women, there are younger women that like older men. That's true. But
absolutely.
You might not want to bring that up right now, and to me, it's really in the way that he said it. I'm older.
The
man.
Content.
They're like, oh,
mm-hmm.
that, you know what I mean? But I mean, who am I to say how he's supposed to say something? But I'm just saying.
But it's
but
the content that they're bringing forth to him. So they usually give you interview questions, and you look over them. And you prepare yourself for those questions, correct? I'm pretty sure
mm-hmm.
that happens. And then sometimes they may throw in a curveball. So he had an opportunity to go over with his publicist or whoever's by his side that's giving him this information that is talking to his spirit, okay, to say, okay, answer this to this point, answer this to this point. Don't let the content get away from you. Because, yes, there is a lot of there's men who like young and vice versa. We see it with, you know, Elvis Presley. We seen it with Hugh Hefner. We saw it with all them guys, you know. So there's not like this is nothing new. But
mm-hmm.
how he portrayed it when he was in his interview just made him sound just so illiterate.
Perverted.
And the content and perverted, yes, in the content where if he was speaking with someone else, if that was someone else of a different race, they could have answered that to get out of sounding perverted and sounding as if he like, I like all women. That's a normal answer that a pervert would answer. That's how they answer. And so they just set up for a letdown and for him to be made a mockery yet again. Like R. Kelly, but whoever he is, you got to remember, who are they interviewing? R. Kelly, Kells, or Robert? Because he's three of one person. His brain is split, and he's three different people. He's not the same person every time you see him.
Well, see, shit. He going to mess around. They're going to lock all three of them motherfuckers up. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. And throw away the damn key, but he will still have popularity. Doesn't matter.
Right.
They will still love him and still take him out and pay for him.
All right, well, let's take a break right quick, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into some more who's bumping, who's getting fat. I finally got my song loaded. It's Lil Duval and Ty Dolla $ign. It's called Pull Up. So if you want to pull up and take over, now is the time to do it. Here's some music for y'all. Yeah. Takeover Tuesday.
I've been thinking about making love to you. Oh. Let me turn the music up. Champagne, baby, let me fill your cup. D-game, baby, I'ma D you up. All night long.
Baby,
I'll
be waiting. Oh. What up for you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Best you can.
Don't need
no hesitation.
I've been thinking about making love to you. Oh. Let me turn the music up. Champagne, baby, let me fill your cup. D-game, baby, I'ma D you up all night.
Baby,
I'll be waiting.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You get here.
Best as you can. Don't need no hesitation.
Hesitation.
Baby, I want you.
a monstrous radio. Take over Tuesday. So I, you know, I love it when I know people listen to the radio, because sometimes people text me and be like, great song, it's unbelievable, or, you know what I mean, they'll say something nice. Apparently, my sister is listening because, you know, I just said she was over here using this damn computer and it started messing up. You know what I mean? Started messing all up.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a text like, fuck your computer. That's how you feel? That's how you feel? For real?
That's how she feels.
How you gonna come over here, use my computer? You dig? Now, I done got all kinds of extra shit popping up on this thing. I don't know what the hell all this is. I got a Pornhub. I done got some type of friends invite from a place called Packing Midgets out of Thailand. What kind of bullshit is this? I don't know. So I'm not letting nobody use my computer no more, because this motherfucker sent me another friends invite and a dick pic. I'm going to go to Thailand and beat somebody ass. So caution, y'all. Don't let people use your computer, especially if it's my little sister. So, all right, what else we got over here in the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat entertainment lifestyle?
Okay, so Conor McGregor was arrested last night for assaulting someone who was trying to take a photo with him. He grabbed the phone out the hand, stumped it. His bodyguards, you know, blocked him off. He asked for his phone back. He got pissed off, and he never gave it back. So the police arrested him for and booked him for robbery and strong arm and mischief. So I didn't know that you can get arrested, you know, learning something new, for snatching someone's cell phone. Someone leave their cell phones alone. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely can. If nothing else, it's destruction of property. I mean, I get it. I mean, we don't really know what was going on, where he was at, what he was doing. But, I mean, that's to be expected, bro. I mean, you're a global figure. You're an honored global figure in an honored profession, which is boxing. A lot of people honor boxers. So, you know, say, like, if you're a boxing fan, you see Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, somebody else out in public, the first thing you want to do is take a pic. It comes natural. That's what you want to do. For you to be that big of a star and to take somebody's stuff and smash it because they want to take a picture with you, I can say this without saying too much, but you're kind of a douchebag. I hope I don't never see him. He's going to beat my ass. But I'm saying, it is, I'll yell from across the parking lot, you a douchebag for that shit. That person was honoring you. Now, it's a different story if he was in a private setting and he was trying to be to himself and he told the person, I'm not doing that today. I'm not feeling that today. Then us as people that are fans, we have to fall back. You know what I mean? And we can't be mad when they go irate and get super official. But still, no matter what you do, like I said last night, you got to be in control of your emotions. You got to stay professional. That's not professional to take somebody's phone, no matter what reason why, just box him out. Have your bodyguards keep him away. Have other security in the building keep him away. Have him escort, whatever. But there's never a point where you should have to grab somebody's phone and smash it. I'm just going to keep it 100. To me, I mean, how you feel about it? We never know the scenario where it caused it.
I absolutely agree with you. There shouldn't be no reason why that person shouldn't been able to take a picture with you or honor you. Now it's like you an asshole. Like, no, don't nobody want to be bothered by you because they don't know how you can be approached. So if they're not approachable, then sometimes we got to rethink, why do we even want to take pictures with you, or why do we like what you do if, as a person as you are, you know. But then I understand, you know, maybe he had some time where he took a picture and then somebody said something to him. So I get, you know, the pros and the cons of taking pictures with folks, because they always want to sell it and get money for it or whatever. So I guess
right.
It's just boundaries and know each other's boundaries. If he asks you to stop, then homeboy stop. So I guess it's just the boundaries of yes or no. If I say no, then stay away. If I say yes, then come up. So I guess it's just, you know, boundaries. And he went past his boundary.
Right. And sometimes us as people, like, I have to admit, there was one time I got shunned by a celebrity. And I was in my feelings about it, I'm not going to lie. But then I had to think about it. I mean,
and sometimes this is what we have to think of, especially, okay, this is what it was. I was down at a club here in the Twin Cities, free plug for you guys over there, Takeover Tuesday, downtown at a club called Seven. It's a very nice club, and a lot of the Timberwolves would go there. You dig? And I was just so happy to be outside doing something for the radio, talking to people, and Ricky Rubio walks up. I'm like, oh, shit, right? What's up, Rubio? He looked dead at me, turned the other way, and took off. I'm like, oh, I just got snubbed by Rubio. Boo, boo. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to lie. I was in my feelings. I was in my feelings. I need to control my emotions. I was in my feelings. But at the same time, see, I didn't think about this. Now, imagine if, because this happened to me one time. Basically, say he would have stopped and been like, yeah, what's up, bro? Blue, 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 blue. Now, at that moment, everybody on that block would have swarmed to him. And then now he wouldn't be able to get to where he has to go, blah, blah, blah. So sometimes that happens. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, Sinbad did that to me as well. The comedian Sinbad, he did that to me as well one time. I seen him out in public. And he just said, what's up? And then I tried to get extra, like, hey, bro, I like your movies. And he just stopped. Because and I didn't get it then. I was in my feelings. I was like, fuck Sinbad and his movies. He ain't that funny. I like darker, darker comics. But you know what I mean? I didn't get it. You know, sometimes they can't hang out with you because not that they don't like you. They don't want to hang out with you, but they don't want all the extra other attention of everybody else coming up because now they got to sign autographs. That shit takes time. Once you walk away happy and shit, he still got another 35, 40 minutes. Are people asking him just because he was trying to show you some love. So sometimes us as people, we got to remember that. You know what I mean? And just let them have their moment.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So remember how I was telling y'all about them white folks?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Let me tell you about these white folks. Ringleader pleads guilty in $25 million nationwide college admission cheating scam. Okay? So we all know that payoffs go on in college. But today, Hollywood actress, I don't know if you guys know her. She's in the movies. Felicity Huffman, another lady named Lori Loughlin, and a slew of executives among 50 wealthy people. 50. Wealthy people was charged in the largest college cheating scam in the United States. The investigation was called Operation Varsity Blues. They paid bribes up to $6.5 million to get their children into elite colleges like Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, the University of Southern California. They lied on saying that they didn't get no money. It's corrupted. They arrested Felicity Huffman with guns at the airport. They weren't playing. According to the ringleader, which is William Singer, owner of a college counseling service called K Worldwide Foundation, and a company called Edge College and Career Network, he accepted bribes totaling $25 million from parents between 2011 and 2018 to guarantee their children admission to these elite schools. They got in. Singer, white guy, pleaded guilty on racketeering, conspiracy, money laundering, conspiracy to defraud the United States, obstruction of justice, and was this story being said? No, it's being quiet. Why? Because we got R. Kelly clowning with from his spirit with Gayle King. He also hit up private schools. He also hit up folks in Vancouver, Canada, and he is trying to get help. He took tests for kids, the ACT and SAT, and he charged them more to parents to get a better scores. Typically, each parent paid $10,000 for each test to be forged.
So cheating. I thought you were going to talk about it was like football games, basketball. So this is like actual cheating to get kids into school. I mean, think about it, though. I mean, okay. I understand entertainment news, but I'm thinking beyond. And this is probably why we don't do this type of shit. I'm just saying, this is probably what we, I mean, okay, say you pay that extra money, right? You pay the extra money to get your kid into Harvard. It's Harvard, the elite schools, Harvard, Yale. Get it? Now you pay this extra money for the SATs to go better. You don't pay some extra money to get this little dumb motherfucker into Harvard and Yale. And now this little dumbass in it. Now what? Ain't that like a waste of money? Ain't it, I mean, what am I going to do once I got my little dummy? He don't have the academics to get there. So obviously your ass ain't going to be smart enough to stay there to get a motherfucking good grade, to get a great job. So, I mean, what the hell's the purpose in the paying to get their ass in there? To cheat.
Because you continue to hire people to do your papers. You forge other people's papers and make them your own. And you hire somebody to do your work. That's what most people, college people, do. That's why they came up with that system where when you submit a paper, they can scan and see if you forgerize people's paper.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, this, I'm going to tell you this. See, to me, this is that bullshit right here. I'm going to have to go with you on this black and white subject right here. This is that bullshit right here. Because you know how they talk about all the crimes and shit? It's based off of hip-hop music. It's based off the movies and shit. This is a motherfucking crime based off of National Lampoon's Vacation type shit. I mean, God damn. For real? Y'all for the SATs and shit? But I mean, fuck. I mean, he made how much money? Did you say somewhere $12 million? In the, what? How much?
He made millions. He made millions. Cheating. He made millions because, now, remember Felicity Hoffman, she's one of those actors that come, he made $25 million. And then so he had help, you know, from his little wealthy friends, you know, the white people. I got this situation going on. Do you want to come on and help? And so what they do, they take their little money, they put it with, and then they get caught up. And then, okay, so Felicity Hoffman, she was caught up conspiracy to commit mail fraud, indicted for making charitable contributions, and then scamming and getting her daughter in, her oldest daughter. She doing it for her oldest daughter. So y'all tell me they dumb as shit, and y'all want to make us African-American kids jump over hoops and bounds and lanes and everything to get in, and then y'all still got to cheat y'all way in? What that telling you? White folks still got to cheat your way in, but y'all make us work our ass off? Still superior of our race, and that's a great thing to say.
Okay, y'all done took her somewhere. All right. You got more commentary on that, or what else we got?
No, that's it. That's it. That's the white folks doing that crazy stuff. Buying their way into everything. Well, thinking that they can.
Okay.
That is all of the news for tonight.
All right, there y'all go. That's our entertainment news. So, let's see. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow is wet Wednesday, ain't it? I don't know what I got for tomorrow. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I don't think we got any new R&B submissions as of just yet, but I'm definitely going to see what we got over there. I know we got the new Sammy album in. Let's see. I still got the new Chief Sweat, Maya, that type stuff. So I think we might be good. We might be good. But I definitely need some new independent artists, R&B, some sexy panty droppers. You dig? I'm talking about some real sexy, wet, wet music. If you know artists that has some, or if you're an artist that has some, let us know. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. Send it to us. We'll get it on the air. All we ask is that you actually try to get people to request it, and we'll definitely get some free promo around here. That's how we do it around here. So, Sweat Equity, either that or you need sponsorship. So, outside of that, let's see, what else we got going on? Anything else that's going on this week that you can think of as we put out here as the show ends?
I want them to think about this question for Wet Wet Wednesday tomorrow. You're dating and fall in love with this beautiful woman, and you introduce her to, and she introduced you to her parents, and you find out that you slept with the dad. Do you stay in the relationship with the daughter, or do you leave?
You just that wet, wet bullshit.
You okay?
Yep. I don't know what to say. Oh my God. I can pass in the comments tomorrow on that one. Really? I mean, damn. Shit, that's an awkward situation. That's a motherfucking moment all in itself. I'm just saying. I mean, can
and
you play
addition,
that off?
And in addition, the lover asks you to break up with her, his daughter, and don't say nothing. What do you do? What do you do? Dun, dun, dun.
Let's see this right here. We're just gonna set it up for tomorrow. Wet Wet Wednesday. Let me see, what is this? Ellie Veneer. This should be some. Let me see, what is this? I think it's sexy. It should be something good enough for Wet Wet Wednesday. So check this out. This is Ellie Veneer. I believe she got Wale on it. It's called Pour Me. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. For tomorrow, I'm going to play as much as I can. So, all right, y'all, we up out of here. We hope you enjoy your Tuesday and you tune in tomorrow. Same crazy place, same crazy-ass channel. We out of here. Peace.
Peace. Mwah.
You are. Fly low, baby, Debbie. My little baby, I arrive in your thighs with butterflies on the navel, and my eyes getting lazy. That the high that you give me, I'm too faded to drive. So my tennis, your driver's seat, and I'm thinking about you, all the things we could do with our time. And I'm drinking about you, let me feast on my food, yeah. Never slowly, you could be getting to know me, but I like you as a homie. Now I'm crying, saying, pour me, so pour me one more, one more, one more, one more. Drink it back, drink it back to you all night for sure. Won't you pour me one more, one more, one more?
You want to hear the rest of that? Tune in tomorrow, Wet Wet Wednesday, right here on Blog Talk Radio.